You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Just slow poking it into work. Just to be careful. It really wasn't that bad. There's some slick spots.
It's definitely enough to make you get up a little early.
Chiefs Super Bowl Spirit Week, day three. It's Winning Wednesday. So just represent KC and wear any KC gear. Anything you want to rock. I see you head to toe Chiefs right now.
Yes, the hoodie that you got me for Christmas.
No. Now that I know the rules, I know how to shop for you.
Thank you. And you have a nice Kansas City Chief KC out shirt. I see it.
It has all the names on it. I can't remember her name. One of our listeners made it for me and brought it to a remote I had last week at Metro by T-Mobile.
Well, thank you, listener.
I got to think of her name, and I'm so embarrassed. I didn't think you were going to say that right now, but I'm going to...
Okay, you keep looking. You good. Don't worry about it.
No, it bothers me because I know her name, and I've talked to her more than once, and it just is escaping me right now.
I got something to buy some time if you need some time.
Oh, really? What do you have to do?
You know, yesterday they're having these press conferences or whatever, and my man Frank Clark, I love him, and he feels how everybody else feels about D Ford.
See, I got a lot of guys over there, DeForest Buckner, you know, Sack Nina, I got, you know, Eric Armstead. I'm not really too fond of D Ford, but like I said, man, it's like the whole defensive line, I know him very well. We've trained together and everything out in Hawaii with Optimal Fitness out there with my guy Mike Bennett. But you know, I want him to do well, but just not this Sunday. You know what I mean? I want him to continue balling, but just not this Sunday. You know, wait till next season.
I know that's right. Yeah, the 49ers, they do got a ferocious defense, and that defensive line is really good.
They got a personal problem with each other?
Nah, that's just a little smack talk, you know, before the big game. I don't think they got a personal problem, though.
Her name is Megan Roach. Thank you, Megan.
Ah, yes. Hello, Megan. It's a very nice ensemble over there that you got.
Right? Don't it look good?
I just got one question, though.
What?
Why did you put lip gloss and lotion on before we get on air like you was on TV or something? That's what I want to know.
What are you talking about? I should be ashy and my lips should be not glossy?
I mean, ain't nobody going to know.
Do you just bathe just because you going in front of people, or do you do that for yourself?
Well, no, okay, that's a good point. But you got to do it for yourself and for the other people, too. That's just proper hygiene management.
Well, I take care of myself whether people are looking or not, and you should, too.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
620 today. Look for highs in the mid-30s. A little more flurries coming up this morning. Right now, you got light snow at 28 in Independence. Shay, what's popping?
Fans of Chris Brown are commenting on who he may be missing. On a post in his Instagram yesterday, he said, when someone asks, after all this time, why are you still in love with her? My answer, because time has no relevance when it's unconditional.
He took that from me.
He wants that old thing back.
Ow.
With who, though?
That's the question. Fans are saying, is it Karrueche or is it Rihanna?
Yes, I'm singing. I want a mango.
Is it Karate Chop or Ree?
Look at that. Ooh-wee.
What?
You see that booty?
I don't know. It's probably Rihanna. He's stuck on her.
Child.
You can't lose with either or.
So the Meek Mill and Nicki Minaj confrontation allegedly started because Meek was staring her and her husband Kenneth Petty down when they walked into Maxfield in West Hollywood.
That's what you do when you smell fear.
Staring. Well, no, that's kind of like a standard reaction if somebody's staring at you. It's like, what you looking at? That's like
that
the standard.
Good.
Yeah, like, what you looking at? That's normal. I learned that at the age of 3.
I know you did. I can tell. I can tell you done used that so many
times. Many times. Who you looking at? Man. Can I help you?
Yeah. And it just exploded after that.
Yeah. Mm. Well, they say Meek is still obsessed with Nicki.
I would be too. Have you seen her?
But Meek said that Nicki and Petty approached him. He just was responding.
I would have ran up to Nicki.
They're better when they're thick.
Yes.
I don't want the weight going. Keep it on.
Keep it on.
Oh, gosh.
Yes. You know, Nicki Minaj, you know, I love her. She looks like Chaka Khan to me. And I love
Chaka Khan. In the face.
Yeah.
Okay. A councilman in New York is naming names, child.
Oh.
Kim Kardashian, Khloe Kardashian, Kourtney Kardashian, Kylie Jenner, and Amber Rose, he said in open court, shame on you. You want to know why?
Why?
For endorsing these tummy teas and detox shakes and things. Mm-hmm. He's trying to get legislation passed in New York that will bar teens under the age of 18 from buying these cleansing and weight loss products. Well, for one reason, he says that they have an ingredient that can cause liver injury when used in high doses for long periods of time, and that's according to a study from the National Institute of Health.
You know, that's not a bad idea because, you know, those teenagers, they are very impressionable. And when you put something out there, especially with some teams who get bullied at school and they feel like they need to lose weight or they need to look better or whatever, they can overdose on that type of stuff.
But is that their fault, though, as celebrities, or is that up to their parents to monitor?
I don't know. It's the age-old Super Size Me question. You ever seen Super Size Me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
The thing is, if they giving me a bag, I mean... You should monitor your kids. I mean, if it was illegal, they wouldn't let it go to the,
you know what,
to the marketplace. It ain't like it's crack.
You know what? And your role model of the year thing just expired the other day. And you up here, you already going back on your promise.
What was my promise?
To be a role model for the kids forever.
I still am a role model.
No, not when you trying to get the bag and not trying to look out for them.
If you eat too many hot Cheetos, it's going to be a problem.
Oh, come on, Shay.
Hello? If you drink too many Mountain Dews, it's a problem.
Touche.
Everything's a problem if you do it too much.
But that's what I'm saying. The kids, they don't have discretion.
Where they getting this money from to go and get the tummy teas and
come
things?
On, Shay.
They parents need to know.
Now. You already know where they getting the money from.
They parents need to monitor that, all right? Don't let them have no Cash App and all this here. If you scared, they going to get the tummy tea.
They just going to ask you for it. Don't have a conversation. Just, Auntie Shay, can I have $50 on my Cash App?
Good luck asking me for $50. Shoot. Child, bye. Let me ask you this one question. If you were 88 years old and married to someone, do you think you filed for divorce?
Nah, you just got to stick it out, fam.
You about to meet Jesus soon. Like,
oh, come on,
there's
Jay.
Absolutely no reason to get divorced at this point. You just, it's
who does that apply
time.
To?
William Shatner from Star Trek.
Ew.
He married his wife, Elizabeth, 18 years ago, and he filed for divorce. They settled it, and the divorce was worth like $100 million because he's rich.
Yes, I'm saying I want a mango.
But...
And what?
But
what?
He had to sign that prenup.
Yeah.
Girl, you knew when he married 18 years ago, he was yet 70. Why would you sign that?
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
Summit for them to have be so rich out here, they don't never plow their roads. Like, I'm literally going 30 miles an hour because it's so slick on the highway. This don't make sense. I'm real mad.
Aww, just slow down a little bit, sis. This
Girl,
is Mother Nature.
I'm like 25 or 30. My car is slipping and sliding. Aww. This don't make no sense.
You got to upgrade from that 96 Camry you got.
What you? How you going to do her like that, though?
Well, right? I'm just saying. Is she slipping and sliding?
My car is a piece of crap in this weather. I need a Suburban.
Brian, go pick her up.
Okay, I'm gonna leave right now. All right?
Go leave this job.
All right.
You leave your good job and go pick her up.
All right, bye, Shay.
See you later. Where are you, sis?
Prior Roll. Come and get me, please.
Prior Roll. Okay. Go get her, Brian.
Okay, bet. I'll be there at about 13:30, all right?
You know what? You ain't even right. I'm a quit fooling with you.
I love you.
I love you more. Thank you.
I have a good one.
Brian B. Shining is the man.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Brian, she's 8 years old. Her name is Mac Sauce. The song Act Up has gone viral. Everybody is talking about this young lady.
What's up, Mac Sauce?
Hi.
Yes. How did you feel when the City Girls reposted your song on Instagram?
I felt like they love me, and like when they reposted me, I was so excited. I was like, okay, this is getting me more of a fan base now.
Oh, excuse me.
Oh man, she on it, huh?
When I was 8 years old, I was not thinking about rapping or a fan base.
Just thinking about your Easy Bake Oven, huh?
Well, yeah, I would have liked one of those, a My Little Pony something.
Oh man.
So Mac, tell us about the process. Well, I guess there's a process, right? Even if you're 8 years old.
Absolutely.
Of crafting a song.
You always have to think, like, what are little kids like? It's something that they can relate to. I always think about that part. Like, what can kids relate to? And then I just get the song together as I go.
Girl, you sound more professional than some adults that we talk to. Look at that. I love that. So, as kids at the school, do they bang the song?
Yes, because every time I come back to school, they're like, I looked up your song. I love it. And then when I go to recess, they're all chasing me.
Wow.
So, Mac Sauce, where do you want this to go? Like, do you want to be a rapper full time?
Okay, I love being a rapper. I'm never going to stop, even though, like, it's been shows, it's been ups and downs, but I learned from those downs, and once I get downs, I level up. I think, okay, what did I not do that I need to start focusing on?
Wow, your vernacular is impressive, okay? For an 8-year-old, I wasn't even talking like that when I was in middle school.
You don't talk like that now. I don't know what you're talking about.
Whatever.
Mac Sauce, how can people connect with you on socials?
Okay, if you want to look me up on Instagram, _MacSauce with 2 U's. And on Facebook, look me up, Mac Sauce Music Page.
So we're going to play your song right now, Mac Sauce, for those who may not have heard it.
Here it is, Mac Sauce, the Act Up remix on the Morning Grind with Shay and Shy. Let's go.
It's Sauce. Wake up, classmates. It's time for school. It's the Morning Grind with Shay and Shy.
Grade A student, mama know that I'm a winner. Morning eating breakfast when it's nighttime dinner. All I do is drip, got the pipeline bitter. Honey like Pooba, got stripes like Tigger A. Got me jacked up, the lunch line backed up. Go to timeout if you wanna act up, A. I'm popping in the school, so I brag much. I get paper and the bread, that's a sack lunch. Mac sauce full of drip, bank full of rolls. Open up my closet and it's full of clothes. I'm the one the family garden like you do a rose. Need the furry flip flops when you do my toes. Got me jacked up, the lunch line backed up. Go to timeout if you wanna act up, A. I'm popping in the school, so I brag much. I get paper and the bread, that's a sack lunch. Got me jacked up, the lunch line backed up. Go to timeout if you wanna act up, A. I'm popping in the school, so I brag much. I get paper and the bread, that's a sack lunch. Backpack, full of notes, you should take some. Serve them like the lunch lady when the trays come. Find another kid on my level, you can't name one. I can't be a part of what you doing if it ain't plum, period. Like the ending of a paragraph. Squares, teacher said recess is at 12, so I'm there. Got me jacked up, the lunch line backed up. Go to timeout if you wanna act up, ay. I'm popping in the school, so I brag much. I get paper and the bread, that's a sack lunch. Got me jacked up, the lunch line backed up. Go to timeout if you wanna act up, ay. I'm popping in the school, so I brag much. I get paper and the bread, that's a sack lunch.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
My man is always thinking. A 16-year-old doesn't think that the Super Bowl should air on Sundays. Couple of reasons why, Brian. It's been proven that American businesses lose about $5 billion in productivity for folks being distracted before the Super Bowl and actually calling out sick the Monday after Super Bowl.
I can see that.
This young man says that the next day for school, he tired. And if they would move it to Saturday, he believes that they would make more money, people would watch it more, and then we wouldn't have these issues with folks dragging their wagon into work. What do you think of the idea of moving the Super Bowl to Saturday?
It's something that I wouldn't necessarily be totally against, but I just like it on Sunday. It's always been on that day, and I know that you're not a real traditionalist like that, but I am. Here's a better idea. Why not have the Super Bowl on the day before President's Day?
Well, everybody still. Not necessarily all.
No, not everybody's off.
There are a lot of people that are off.
Yeah, I think that would be a better option.
Do you take off the day after the Super Bowl, Brian?
I know you ain't going to be here, but I'm going to tell you this.
Yeah, I'm never here.
If we win a Super Bowl, I might have to call in on that Monday, and I'm dead ass right now.
Why would you announce that? Did you know that Myron is listening? Why would you announce that?
He know what's up. He know me well.
Lord. What do you think about the idea of moving the Super Bowl to Saturday?
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The morning.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
7:21 today. Look for highs in the mid-30s. Got some snow flurries in 27 right now in Overland Park. Shade, what's poppin'?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Aquarius friends. R&B singer Uncle Charlie Wilson is 67.
Early in the morning, hey, find me another love. So I gotta get up.
Have you ever seen him perform?
I haven't, but I've heard.
Fam, he puts on one of the best shows I've ever seen in my life. I don't care of any age that man put on.
He old school. He know how to do it.
Rapper Riff Raff is 38.
You remember Riff Raff, right?
Yeah, the one with the teeth.
With the teeth, yeah.
Andrea Kelly, R. Kelly's ex-wife and reality TV star, she 46 today. Mm. And media tycoon and my auntie, Oprah Winfrey. Oprah 66 today.
Happy birthday, Oprah. Happy birthday to everybody else born on January 29th.
A source close to Kobe Bryant's wife, Vanessa Bryant, says that she's trying to hold it together for her daughters following the death of Kobe and Gianna. You know, that goes without saying. Yeah. We definitely didn't even need that, because who can imagine what it's like losing your husband and your daughter in a tragic accident like that?
I can't imagine the pain.
Shaquille O'Neal got emotional as he spoke on the loss of Kobe on TNT's tribute to the basketball player.
I haven't felt the pain that sharp in a while. 47 years old, lost two grandmothers, lost a Sarge, lost my sister, and now I lost a little brother. Our names will be attached together for what we did. You know, it just makes me think that in life, sometimes instead of holding back certain things, we should just do.
You know, a couple years ago, Shaq and Kobe had a sit down. It was like an hour special that aired on NBA TV, and they really, it was similar to the Magic Johnson and Isaiah Thomas thing that they sat down, and man, you could tell that they were brothers, and they had made up for all the wrongdoings they did to each other in the past. I'm glad they was able to do that.
A young lady that I know, we used to work together at V103 in Atlanta. She's now on ESPN, Elle Duncan. She actually retold a story of an encounter that she had with him.
I met Kobe one time backstage at an event for ESPN in New York, and I saw him and I thought, oh my gosh, that's Kobe. I got to get a picture for the gram. That's the picture. I didn't get it for a few minutes because as I approached him, he immediately commented on my rather large 8-month pregnant belly. How are you? How close are you? What are you having? A girl, I said, and then he high-fived me. Girls are the best. I asked him for advice on raising girls, seeing as though he quite famously had 3 at the time, and he said, just be grateful that you've been given that gift because girls are amazing. His 3rd daughter, Bianca, was about 1.5 years old at the time, so I asked if he wanted more children. And he said that his wife, Vanessa, really wanted to try again for a boy, but was sort of jokingly concerned that it would be another girl. And I was like, 4 girls, are you joking? Like, what would you think? How would you feel? And without hesitation, he said, I would have 5 more girls if I could. I'm a girl dad. When it came to sports, he said that his oldest daughter was an accomplished volleyball player and that the youngest was a toddler, so TBD. But that middle one, he said, that middle one was a monster. She's a beast. She's better than I was at her age. She's got it. That middle one, of course, was Gigi. When I reflect on this tragedy and that half an hour that I spent with Kobe Bryant 2 years ago, I suppose that the only small source of comfort for me is knowing that he died doing what he loved the most, being a dad, being a girl dad.
You know, Shay, I really think that it was something bigger in store for Kobe Bryant and his legacy. I really feel like he was going to propel the WNBA and women's basketball to another atmosphere. And who's to say that his passing won't inspire one of his 3 daughters to do that?
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Make plans to meet us at Soiree Steak and Oyster House.
Love that place.
18th of Vine for the Super Bowl watch party. It's going down. Game day buffet, drink specials, giveaways, all that. The Monday after Super Bowl has been called Super Bowl fever because 17 million workers are expected to call in sick after watching the big game. Kraft Company gave its employees the Monday after the Super Bowl off in 2017, and they started a petition trying to make that Monday a national holiday.
Yes, I'm definitely with that.
Another young man has a different plan. A 16-year-old out of New York says, hey, let's just move the Super Bowl to Saturday, and that'll give people Sunday to recover and be ready to be productive at school and at work.
In theory, that's a good idea. It is. But it's, you know, when you think about the Super Bowl, when you think about football, and particularly the NFL, you think about it being on Sundays. And being on a Saturday, it just won't be the same.
Would you be dragging your ass in here? Like last year, what was it? What was it like for you?
It was business as usual on that next Sunday, on the next Monday, because it was the Rams and Patriots. I didn't care about them. But this one in particular, though, you know, this one, we go, if we win, we tear the city down. We going out partying. So we going to need that Monday off. And, you know, the whole Kansas City is going to shut down on that Monday, excluding us. We still going to be up and running. But the city is going to shut down. There's going to be zero productivity on that Monday here if the Chiefs win the Super Bowl.
I don't know. What you think about moving the Super Bowl from its, what is it? How many years have we had the Super Bowl?
Oh, this is the 54? Yeah.
54 years of it being on a Sunday to Saturday.
Oh, no. That young man, if he can't handle the Super Bowl being on the first Sunday of February, he don't need to watch it. It's been there forever. It needs to stay exactly where it's at because that makes me happy. That's my birthday. No, leave it exactly where it is. If he can't handle it, baby, don't watch the Super Bowl.
What's your name?
My name is Michelle Brown.
Thank you, Ms. Brown. Have a good day.
All right.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Brian, a radio station in San Francisco, wants smoke.
With who? I know you ain't talking about with us.
With the Morning Grind with Shay and Shine.
Well, we not hard to find.
The Dream Team. Tony Skull.
That's their name?
Kimmy T. Yeah.
The Dream Team?
Mm-hmm.
What they dreaming about?
They're in KBLX FM San Francisco, and they want to challenge us to some sort of bet. I don't know why.
The Dream Team?
Because you know that Kansas City Chiefs is going to whoop that head. I whoop that head, boy.
The Dream Team?
Man, you corny! That's played out.
Yeah.
Stop being a hater all your life, Brian. God.
Hey, whack.
They're going to call up here tomorrow.
Okay.
We'll talk to them, see what they really want.
All
right. Speaking of Super Bowl, Sunday it goes down. Whew. I'm never in town for the Super Bowl because I do a cruise with people and from all over the country, and we have a really good time and watch it on the boat. This is the one year I wish that I didn't do this.
See, I told you. What did I tell you all year? I told you I didn't want to go on a cruise because I had a feeling. I knew that our Chiefs was going to make history and go to the Super Bowl. And do you know how mad I would have been if I would have been on that boat during the Super Bowl?
See?
Furious.
If the Super Bowl is moved to Saturday, you wouldn't have missed nothing. See there?
Shay, that's a lie and you know it.
I know.
All right?
A 16-year-old has started a petition. Thousands of people have signed it, actually.
Mm-hmm.
He's asking the NFL to move the Super Bowl, which has been played 54 years on a Sunday, to Saturday. He says that it would help with the productivity. There's so many people, 17 million people are expected to call out of work on Monday because they go be hungover.
Mm.
Yeah, maybe they done ate too much. Their tummy hurts.
How old is this young man again?
16.
Okay. Well, sir, for grown-ass people like myself who done been on this earth two times that you have, if you can't handle it, don't watch it. All right? It's past your bedtime anyway. You need to go to sleep.
That's what he's saying. He want to be a part of it, but it's past his bedtime. And he's like, hey, if we just yet move it to Saturday, it'll fix everything.
That don't work for everybody, sir. Okay?
What are your thoughts on this?
It's about revenue. What do you do with Sunday's money? You have it on Saturday, then you have a whole day of revenue gone. We're talking about some of the most intense businessmen in the world, culminating to put on an event for the nation. So we look at it as a game, but the world looks at it as an event. So you have Friday, Saturday to make money, and then Sunday to display money at the end, and Monday to talk about how much money you made.
Okay, so I see what you're saying.
Well, thank you. We appreciate your call. Have a good one.
All right.
I'll say no. I would prefer it to be on Sunday. Saturday is a good idea, but Sunday, you know, you can get your dinner cooked and everything and just relax the whole day. Saturday, people got birthday parties later on that day and everything. I just love Sunday.
Birthday parties?
She got to go to Chuck E. Cheese on Saturdays.
Saturday nights, you know, people got things to do.
Sunday, people got to go to the app. People got to go to the app.
Do cows. Yes. That would be a Sunday for me.
All right, what's your name?
Lisa Mott.
Thank you so much for calling up and sharing with us this morning.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
You haven't done it in a while. It's time to enter Petty Files.
No.
Brian, when Red Lobster does endless shrimp, I've been known to get real serious.
Get real serious.
Yeah. Apparently, another woman is serious about her shrimp, too. She stabbed another woman in the face during a fight over a bag of shrimp.
Oh.
One woman hit the other with a stick, and then the second woman grabbed a pair of scissors and stabbed the first woman in the face.
Damn! It gives you a new definition of stick talk.
Over a bag of shrimp. A Florida woman was arrested for asking 911 how to file for a divorce.
Must be a really bad relationship there.
Police say 69-year-old Sylvia Shoemaker called and texted multiple times to ask for things like a counselor and how to file for a divorce.
Yes, I'm singing. I want a mango.
When the police showed up to her cribbo to arrest her, they say she was highly intoxicated.
I'm sure she was, but you had me at first sight when you said a Florida woman. You already know it's going to be something crazy whenever you say that.
Shenanigans.
Damn!
All you vegetarians and vegans out there, sometimes if you ride by Burger King, the downwind of that flame broil smoke.
Yes, it does.
It can make you question and want to risk it all.
Ow.
I don't eat beef and pork, haven't done it for 20 plus years. And that downwind, Brian.
Oh, it definitely gets to you.
So now a company has come up with a meat patch, which you can wear similar to nicotine patches for smokers.
So like you're probably eating more than a sandwich, boy.
So that it will help you with the cravings for meat. They say the meat patch releases the odor of bacon.
Bacon. Like that dog treat that they used to have back in the day. It's bacon!
Yeah, I'm good on a meat patch.
That might actually work for me, though.
A Tennessee man was in court in Lebanon, Tennessee, facing a drug possession charge.
Damn!
Apparently, he decided to argue in favor of the legalization of marijuana, and he lit his junt up in the courtroom.
And then what happened?
He was arrested.
Of course. Yeah.
Now he's facing simple possession and disorderly conduct, because you can't do that.
Weed in the courtroom. You got to be a real thoroughbred to really do that.
He lit
up. I salute him.
In the courtroom, fam.
I salute him for that, man.
You do?
Yeah, you got a whole lot of nerve to do that, dog. You got to be a real dog. You know what I'm saying? A real thug. You really about that thug life if you do that.
He said he wants to bring attention to legalization.
We salute you, sir. Thank you.
Stay off the weed.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Age 23, look for highs in the mid-30s. Mostly cloudy skies. Right now, you're cloudy at 28 at the Grand Prix Triangle. Shade was popping.
I got to shout out Cleo and Manuel. I made a little slide to Charlie D's to get me some fish yesterday.
Yes.
He was like, ain't you that raid lady from the radio?
Charlie D's is fire.
It is.
Yeah. Did you get some mustard?
Nah, I had that at the cribbo. Because I ate at home, so I took it. It was still nice and hot by the time I made it home, too.
Charlie D's, please.
So this year's Grammy Awards received the lowest ratings ever. And I'm not shocked by this. Of course, it aired just hours after the country found out about the untimely death of Kobe Bryant, his daughter, and seven others.
Mm-hmm.
They said only about 17 million people watched it, which is the lowest in history.
Well, what does that say about the Grammys? Does that say they need to diversify their portfolio a little bit more?
I don't know. I think because it was right at that time.
Yeah, that too. Yeah.
That we really won't know until next year, I think would be a better. But it's been some tragedies during Grammys past, when Whitney passed.
Yeah.
It was the same weekend as well.
Yep.
Tommy Davidson claimed that he and Will Smith almost came to blows over Jada Pinkett.
Hey, Barnell Hill, boy, he violent. He was fighting with Jamie Foxx. Now he fighting with Will Smith. Did you miss me?
I guess it had something to do with a kiss or something. They was in the movie Woo together.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I remember. And Will wasn't here for the kiss.
They were freshly married when that movie came out, so I don't blame Will Smith for that.
It's
but that's
a
her job.
Movie.
It don't matter though. All I see is another
He's
dude.
He's in Hollywood too. He done
kissed
woman. People. Okay. He kissed people. He done been in the bed with chicks.
And we ain't heard
he
about
He slept with a whole witch in Bad Boys 3.
So why are you giving out spoilers to the movie? We ain't asked you all that. And number two, I know it's her job, but all we see is another dude kissing my woman. I don't
You
got to
make it
that.
Make sense, though. He's an actor.
Do make
he
sense.
Knows better than that.
Do make sense.
Antonio Brown has been freed from house arrest. He's able to now travel within the U.S. as he awaits trial on charges that he attacked the driver of a moving truck outside of his Florida home over a payment dispute.
Oh, I'm going to fix him.
He needs the Lord to call on him.
Yeah, I wonder who's around him. He's got to have friends, family, somebody to help.
His agent severed ties with him because he was wilding out so much. And Drew Rosenhaus, he don't He doesn't do that, okay? This is the same agent that's with Tyreek Hill. He's with a lot of high-profile athletes, so you got to do a lot for Drew Rosenhaus to sever ties with you.
Mm.
Yeah, Antonio Brown, he just be wilding out.
We're making winners sound good.
Anything I'ma do, I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who is this?
This is Cedric.
All right, Cedric, let's see what you got.
You blow my mind.
Outstanding.
Hey.
Girl, you knocked me out.
This said music right here.
Exciting.
Pulling up in the Bonneville and playing this one in the Bonneville.
You make me wanna shout. Hey.
Wow.
You blow my mind. You blow my mind. Hey.
Come on, hit me with it.
I'm satisfied.
Yes!
That's what I'm talking about, Sid.
You got a $25 Missouri Lottery scratch-off ticket prize pack, and you got entry into the grand prize drawing for your shot to get a trip for two to Denver to check out Oprah's 2020 Vision Your Life and Focus Tour, and you qualify for $1,000 on Friday in cold cash. All right?
All right.
All right, what station's live, local, and list, Sid?
KPRS High 103 Jams. Let's go, Jimmy!
Listen now through March 12th for your chance to qualify to win $1,000 in cold cash on $1,000 Friday.
Get that money, yo!
Always giving you more chances to win.
Always turned up.
Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B.
Number one.
Hot 103 Jams.
More money.
Morning Grind is caring about Kansas City's well-being. It's Wallace Wednesday with Dr. RJ. Powered by PRA Health Sciences and Hot 103 Jams.
There is no right or wrong way to grieve. Death is inevitable, and grief is the price we pay for the gift of human connection. Our grief experiences are as individual as our fingerprint. Shared grief, such as the loss of a prominent celebrity, can be just as devastating as the loss of a close friend or family member. There are no rules to who and how to grieve. Here are a few tips, though, to help you process your own grief or to help a friend. Number one. Show compassion to yourself and others. Refrain from using cliches to comfort those who are grieving. They might make you feel better, but it can invalidate the experience of others. Unplug and protect your peace. Engage in healthy distractions. Allow yourself to feel. Emotions give us pertinent information about how we're doing internally. Number six, set boundaries. And finally, practice self-care and repeat. Symptoms of grief can turn into trauma, complicated grief, anxiety, or depression if left unattended. Even in instances of celebrity death, there can be a true sense of loss. So take care of yourself, connect to those around you, and take one moment at a time. Be well. Shout out to the Kansas City Chiefs. Good luck this weekend. This is Dr. RJ on The Morning Grind with Shay and Shine for your Wellness Wednesday on Hot 103 Jams.
You're listening to the best of The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.